Today we're going to make a pad sound darker, rougher, and way more 90s inspired inside Ableton Live 12. If you're aiming for jungle or old school drum and bass vibes, this is a super important move, because a pad in this style is not just background harmony, it's atmosphere, it's tension, it's that rainy, haunted, rave at midnight feeling before the breakbeats slam in. The big idea here is simple: we're taking a clean pad and making it feel a little damaged on purpose. Not ruined, just gritty enough to sound like it belongs in an older record. Start by loading a soft pad sound. Wave Eatable, Analog, Drift, or any stock pad preset will work. If you've got a sample from a synth, strings, or an ambient chord, that's fine too. For beginners, I'd keep it easy and start with a pad that already has a slow attack, a medium sustain, and a long release. We want something smooth enough to shape, but not so glossy that it fights the vibe. Now write a simple minor chord progression. Keep it tense and moody. Something like a minor to F to G back to a minor works great, or D minor to B flat to C to D minor. You do not need fancy jazz voicings here. In fact, keeping it simple usually sounds more authentic. Use 2 to 4 notes per chord and keep the notes in a low to mid range. One really classic move is to hold one top note while the lower chord changes underneath. That creates a feeling of unease, which is perfect for jungle. Before we distort anything, clean up the sound a little. Add EQ 8 first. This is important because distortion reacts to what's already in the signal. If the pad has too much low end, distortion will just make it muddy. So high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If the sound feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the top end is too sharp, gently soften the 3 to 6 kHz area. The goal is to make room for the bass line. In drum and bass, the sub belongs to the bass, not the pad. Now the fun part. Add saturator. This is where the pad starts getting attitude. Try pushing the drive somewhere around plus 3 to plus 9 dB, and turn on soft clip. Then lower the output so the level matches what you had before. That's a really important habit. We want the sound to feel more intense, not just louder. You can try different modes too. Analog clip gives a crunchy, old-school edge. Soft sine is smoother and warmer. If you're unsure, just leave it on the default and listen to how it changes the character. If the pad starts getting too harsh, don't panic. Lower the drive a bit, trim more high-end with EQ, or use the soft clip setting to tame the peaks. The idea is controlled damage, not total destruction. For even more character, try a second distortion stage. Dynamic tube is great for thickening the mids and adding that grimy old hardware feel. Pedal can give you a rougher stompbox-style texture. Overdrive works well if you want more bite in the mid-range. For this style, mid-range grit is often more effective than huge modern fuzz. You want the pad to sound like it's been filtered through tape, an old sampler, or a dusty club system. Next, shape the movement with auto-filter. Put it after the distortion devices. A low-pass filter is a great starting point. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 6 kHz depending on how dark you want it. Keep resonance fairly low at first. Now, if you want motion, automate the cutoff or use modulation. A classic jungle-style trick is to start with the filter more closed in the intro, then slowly open it as the section builds. That creates tension and makes the drop feel bigger when the drums arrive. If you want the pad to feel wider and more alive, add some chorus or ensemble. Chorus ensemble is perfect for this. Keep it subtle. You want width and motion, not a giant shiny stereo wash. If the sound gets too bright, just tone it back with filtering or reduce the wet mix. You can also try phaser flanger if you want a more haunted, unstable texture. Reverb is important too, but in jungle and old school DNB, it should feel dark and controlled. Hybrid reverb or reverb both work well. Use a shorter to medium decay, maybe around 1.5 to 4 seconds. Keep the pre-delay somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Cut some low end from the reverb, usually around 200 to 400 Hz, and don't leave too much high end in there either. You want atmosphere, not a giant fog bank that swallows the drums. A really clean workflow is to put the reverb on a return track, so you can send just the amount you need. If the pad becomes too uneven after all that processing, add light compression. Don't overdo it. A gentle rishimo, a medium attack, and a medium release can help hold things together. But honestly, if the pad already feels smooth and stable, you may not need compression at all. A strong beginner chain for the sound would be Wave Eatable or Analog, then EQ 8, then Saturator, then Dynamic Tube, then Auto Filter, then Chorus Ensemble, then Hybrid Reverb, and finally Utility. Utility at the end is useful for controlling width, checking mono compatibility, and trimming the overall gain if needed. That's a very practical chain for dark DNB pads. Now, the real secret is arrangement. A pad like this should support the drums and bass, not compete with them. So keep it quieter than you think. Leave space for the snare, because in jungle the snare is a huge focal point. If the pad masks that snare crack, the groove loses impact. Use your pad more like weather in the background than a lead instrument. Think atmosphere, not centerpiece. Movement is everything. A static pad can sound nice, but it can also feel too safe. Automate the filter cutoff, distortion drive, reverb send, stereo width, and even the volume. For example, you could start with the pad dark and filtered, then slowly open it over 4 or 8 bars. As the drop gets closer, add a little more drive, then pull the reverb back so the energy tightens up. After the drop, you can bring in a short pad stab or a filtered chord hit to keep the arrangement alive. There are a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't distort the low end too much. That just makes mud. High pass before distortion. Second, don't make the pad too bright. Old school DNB usually feels darker and more sampled than modern ambient music. Third, don't make it ridiculously wide all the time. Keep the low mids more centered so the mix stays strong. And fourth, don't forget to automate anything. A pad that never changes can make the track feel flat. If you want to push it further, layer two pads. One can be your dark, mid-range heavy distorted layer, and the other can be the quieter airy layer with more high-pass filtering. That gives you both weight and atmosphere. You can also resample the result once it sounds good. In jungle, committing effects to audio is often a great move, because then you can chop, reverse, and edit it like a sample. That instantly makes the part feel more authentic. One more useful tip. After distortion, gently cut some of the very top end if the sound gets fizzy. Anything above 8 to 12 kHz may need taming. That helps the pad feel more tape-like and a bit more period correct. Also, if your synth allows it, a little detune or pitch drift can make the pad feel worn and haunted in a really nice way. Here's a simple practice exercise. Load up a soft pad, write a progression like a minor, F, G, a minor, high pass it at around 160 Hz, add saturator with about 6 dB of drive, use auto filter with a cutoff around 2.5 kHz, add a light chorus and send some of it to a dark reverb return. Then automate the filter so it opens a little over 4 bars. Duplicate the clip and drop the second version an octave for the final bar. If you want, bounce that result to audio and chop one hit for a transition. So the takeaway is this. For jungle and old school DNB, distortion is not just about aggression. It's about atmosphere, age, tension, and character. Start clean. Darken the tone, add controlled grit, shape the movement, and keep the drums and bass in charge. If the pad feels too pretty, make it narrower, darker, and a little more damaged. That's the vibe. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter lesson script, a more hype club-style narration, or a version, with exact device settings spoken like a guided walkthrough.